Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I got another hour with Joel Skousen and your phone calls. If you just joined us, I had asked Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, researcher and analyst studying the globalist crime syndicate, how he deals with knowing all this information, because I try to not let it get to me, but it doesn't even weigh me down or wear me out. It more just disgusts me. It's kind of like I describe it as working, you know, around a bunch of rotten dead animals or something. It's just disgusting. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of how outrageous it's gotten. And I know the globalists are trying to break our spirit, break our will, sell us on accepting anything and everything evil, making us capitulate, breaking our spirit, I guess is the word. Joel, finish up your comment on that.
Well, you know, I fought this same battle for many, many years, and I finally got a handle on it. I used to be very, very depressed because not only was I discovering more and more evil and more and more collusion between government and, you know, judges, everybody, there's a great deal of involvement. But it's interesting that as I realize at some point, you know, I still have a life to live. I've still got a family to attend to. There are important things to do. You can't get boresighted and everything. So I've learned to compartmentalize it, just like my father, who was a divorce attorney. He decided to leave it at the office. He did not bring it home. And you have to do that. But still, I don't walk around as a Pollyanna. I don't try to use positive thinking garbage to explain this stuff away. It's very real. It's very serious. But people need to realize, because there's a lot of people on the fringe. I mean, my wife, for example, knows what I know, but she doesn't feel as passionate as I do about it. And I have to respect that. Most of your listeners are dealing with a spouse or friends or other people who just don't innately feel as passionate as you and I may feel about this. And we have to give them space. We have to not be too pushy on people and give them time to absorb this and give them credible information. Wait till they sense that something's wrong. That, Alex, takes the frustration away. I've seen people literally destroy their marriages by going at this thing with a bludgeon, trying to hit people over the head and say, can't you see that this world is crumbling? I think we have to look at and take this as a test. We're all being tested in this world to see who's going to see, who's going to sense that something's wrong. And I try not to get in the way of people's blindness. If they're willfully blind, I'm going after the people who sense that something's wrong that I can influence.
Well, I agree with you on that issue. And plus, this is important, powerful info. If you try to push it on people, they automatically refuse. But if you just state, here's the facts, this is the way it is, and you know deep down that we're all in danger and society is unraveling by design so these globalists can build this nightmare system on its ashes. And 10 years ago, I would get 50-50 positive, you know, 50% negative. Now it's got to be 90% positive. I mean, people are really starting to wake up. That's why the system is injecting co-opted people, greenhorns, and that's how I see Glenn Beck, is that one show I'll watch and it's all truth. The next show I watch, it's neocon lies, and he sells it like he really believes it a lot of the time. But I see, you know, people like Glenn Beck is basically a greenhorn that they're handling and using.
Well, my view, and I know quite a bit about Glenn, and in fact, his mentor in his conservative philosophy is my uncle, W. Cleon Skousen, who's a great mentor. But Cleon even saw things through rose-colored glasses. It took me until 2 years before he died, Alex, before I could convince him that, in fact, Bush was part of the problem, that it was not redeemable, and the Republicans were part of the problem.
This is incredible. Stay there. You know, I'd forgotten that Glenn Beck says what woke him up was your uncle's book. Our books and seminal writing. So let's talk about that when we come back, and then to the phone calls. I tell you, we should have been having Joel Skousen on years ago before all this. Time flies. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to Joel Skousen. I hate to get back into Glenn Beck here on the show, but clearly you can see the media building him up for a fall, making Glenn and Sarah Palin the leaders of the Tea Party. And we know News Corp and Fox News is totally pro-New World Order. They've denied world government, made fun of it for decades. Now everything we talked about has come true. Everything Cleon Skousen talked about has unfolded. Everything Joel Skousen for 30-something years has talked about has happened. Everything I've been talking about for 15 years is now out in the open. And Glenn Beck says Cleon Skousen, you know, is his main political mentor, and I guess spiritual mentor. And, you know, we've got his nephew, author and researcher on, Joel Skousen, right now. And meanwhile, he's saying, if you're a 9/11 truther, you're scum of the earth. The army needs to be used against you. Ron Paul's money bomb might want to blow things up. And so I've really seen him, you know, go to the White House, get orders from Bush, come out and say there are no FEMA camps, no plans for camps. You know, I see him going, well, the MIAC report's out there, but it's not that bad. And then I hear him on another show tell the truth. Here's an example. Here's his new book, The Overton Window. There's a talk show host who gets the MIAC report from Homeland Security whistleblowers. That was Alex Jones on record. He knows that. I, you know, this character, Mr. Bailey, about Alex Jones, you know, the same person, stops a nuke being detonated in L.A. And the government is staging terror attacks. Then at the end of the book, Beck says, I don't believe government ever stages terror. This is fiction. But at the start of the book, he says it's faction, that is fiction that talks about facts. So what double game is Glenn Beck pulling here? And you're saying you know quite a bit about him and a lot of inside baseball. And I know he has said that Cleon Skousen, your uncle, the author, is the person that woke him up. And I know your uncle's books were excellent and were seminal. You know, when did those books come out? How many decades ago? 30, 40, 50 years ago?
That's right. The first Naked Communist, then Naked Capitalist, and then, of course, he wrote the great, beautiful volume, The Making of America, a real seminal work. His 5,000-year leap has gone to bestseller status because of Glenn Beck recommending it. It's not quite as good, frankly, from my point of view, as The Making of America, but at least it's done its job in terms of getting people to be interested in the Constitution, and I think Glenn's done a great job about that. He certainly boosted the movement. But I think, Alex, what we're dealing with both Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck, we're dealing with people who are controllable. These are not evil people per se. In fact, Glenn Beck is not. He's a very good person. But he's unstable and he's controllable. Sarah Palin is, to a certain extent, what I would call corruptible. She's been corrupted by the money that has been offered her, not only for the book deals, but for the air, for the private jet, for the handlers. All of this stuff is being paid for. You know, she was just on her flat on her back financially as governor of Alaska until they offered her this deal that she couldn't refuse. Now, they've learned how to play Sarah Palin very, very smart. They have not told her, all right, you know, we're in control, you're going to take orders from us. But they know how to play her, so to speak, so that they can convince her to do stupid things like endorse John McCain for Senate and other bad endorsements that she's made. Glenn Beck is a more complex character. He comes from an unstable background, alcoholism, drug abuse, you know, some other things that I won't mention. He's come from a rock music background, makes him a little bit unstable. He shoots from the hip. This is a person who can be manipulated to a certain extent. Now, I don't believe he ever got any direct orders from Bush to deny FEMA camps. This was a very interesting case whereby he was actually convinced that, in fact, there were camps. And he even said so on the air on television. He said tomorrow, and then he got turned around. Now, it wasn't the direct turnaround. You see, where somebody came and said to him, all right, you're going to do this and this and this. It was through the use of Meigs and the Popular Mechanics. These were his independent experts. They're anything but independent. They were recommended to him from his Fox sources, who is a controlled news organization, as you said. And it was through them explaining to them that, you know, you don't want to get on the air and explain this. This is going to embarrass you, and here's the real facts. And he did not have, and Glenn Beck continues to refuse to get alternative opinions. I mean, people have recommended, hey, you need to talk to Joel Skousen. He's Cleon's nephew, and he won't do it because I've criticized him, you know, before. He's got a very thin skin, and that's a problem. You know, when your ego gets too big and you won't take criticism, but I could help him out a lot if he would be willing to take that. But unfortunately, I think he's gone so far down the bridge, down the river now, in condemning conspiracy. I happen to know from private sources that he actually is beginning to believe the conspiracy really occurs. But he can't say so now. He knows that he'd lose his position on Fox News. And so he's in denial, and he talks himself out of it. You know, sincere people have this problem, Alex, is that they can't admit they were wrong many times. They actually have to screw up their mind and convince themselves that what they feel is not right. And that's what Glenn Beck is.
Well, yeah, George Orwell called that crime stop. If you're having a thought, you know, Big Brother is saying that he's always been at war with East Asia, but just yesterday the news said that Big Brother had never been at war with East Asia. It's crime stop that when you realize that this is propaganda, you convince yourself that, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. But I mean, the reports are, you know, that his mother died mysteriously, probably suicide, all these other weird family problems. You know, then he allows himself to be videotaped saying he fake cries on TV. I mean, I see him, and nobody's perfect, as somebody who they're really building up to be the leader of the Patriot movement, because it was already there because of myself, Ron Paul, you know, your uncle, yourself, and thousands of other prominent, you know, real people, and that the system was losing credibility, just denying that any of this exists. So here comes Glenn Beck, and he'll cover some of it, but then discredit what's real. I mean, FEMA camps under Topoff 1 and 2, under the Emergency Centers Act, under all the military urban warfare drills, under the civilian inmate labor camp program. And by the way, I sent this to him in the month that he was hyping that he thought it was real and that he was going to be covering it. I mailed it to Fox. We had our listeners email him, you know, the Army's own admissions that they can turn sports stadiums into camps in 2 hours, that they do drills for shutting down cities. I sent him their own admissions. I sent him the 12 civilian inmate labor camp program areas. I sent him Rex 84 documents, Miami Herald, congressional hearings. And I then predicted that it was a sucker punch. The week before, I said, I believe he's going to come out and point at two fake camps that I exposed more than a decade ago.
Right.
And he did it. And I thought that I was like psychic and could just get in his brain. Later, I found out from high-level Fox News people who are actually patriots. I'll just leave it at that. One's a household name, another's an executive. That Glenn Beck, for years, has at least one producer, at sometimes five people, listening to all my shows, all my films, and that Glenn Beck literally is obsessed with Alex Jones. And this is from high-level people. And it's just, it's creepy, Joel. And I realize his job is basically to take my message, make it palatable and neocon, and sell it to people. And, yes, he has two FBI retired agents that protect him. I've got that from another high-level source. He's totally scared of the public. And he is starting to actually know this is all real, but you're right. He's gone too far. I mean, it's a very complex issue. It's creepy to have him writing a book where I'm basically the hero under a pseudonym, but then at the end of the book, he says it isn't real. I mean, is that a cry for help? Him saying, look, I know this is real. I'm not bad, or what is it?
Well, you know, I think we have to understand that Glenn's a weak person. He himself admits he's a weak person, and the establishment really loves to use that. Sarah Palin's a weak person. Now, she's dynamic, and she's beautiful, and she has all of those things that make it a good manipulated ploy for people. But I'm convinced that they're maintaining Palin. They gave her position on Fox News to increase her exposure. They could dump Glenn Beck anytime they wanted to, if they really. But I think they like having a fallible foil out there in front of the people. Because at once, in terms of credible independence, Glenn Beck doesn't get a lot of traction because of his goofy nature and his sticking his tongue out and making pictures. You know, they don't put anybody well-spoken on Fox. When they want to talk about the birther issue and his birth certificate or the CIA background of Obama, they don't put someone credible who has the facts. They put someone like the former military doctor on there who didn't know what he was talking about, didn't even know the difference between a birth certificate and a certification of live birth from a lie. That's what they're dealing with. They're putting up false heroes in front of us to divert public from those that would really do a good job. And I think that's what the Tea Party people have to realize is happening to them.
Why do you think they're so concerned? And again, this isn't an ego trip, folks. I mean, the websites are bigger than Limbaugh and bigger than Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck's combined, just one of my sites. We do reach millions of people every day now. But I tell you, that's creepy, and it makes me see how weak I am and how fallible I am and the responsibility I've got, Joel, because I never intended to be having this big of an effect. And it few things shake me up, but it's a little creepy to know that Glenn Beck's got people listening to this show right now.
Well, you know, at least, there's a difference between people like Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly and Hannity. These people are actually on the other side, in my opinion. They're just playing the conservative. Glenn Beck is sincerely on our side, but he's manipulated. That's my basic feeling.
I tend to agree with you more and more. I've really been studying Beck. Let's come back into those calls we promised we would and a bunch of other issues. His website's worldaffairsbrief.com.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at dirtybombsurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Just we're all over the map here, but it's always an informative and enlightening conversation with Joel Skousen. Let's at least get to these five callers. Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, folks. Thanks for taking the call. Alex, first of all, I just want to let you know, I feel your pain. Sometimes when I'm listening to the program and I hear, I almost have tears in my eyes because this is a natural human emotion to be angry and to to want to warn your fellow man. You have outgoing love and concern for people. So don't you ever feel bad that you're getting angry or animated about this. It's the dumbed down, drugged up, fluoridated society that is just turned into zombies that is the antithesis of what we should see.
Well, Michael, it's just that when I talk about being upset about this stuff, it's just getting worse because everything we talked about is true and worse. Yeah, and because I've studied history, I've studied these, you know, scientific dictators. I know their program, but to really see it now moving so quickly, and I guess it's that I have children, 8 years old, 6 and 2, and every time I look at them, I think about how dangerous this world is, and I just wish other people would realize how dangerous this is. Joel Skousen, can you comment to that for new listeners out there who tune in and may be wondering if this world government's real, or if it is real, maybe it's a good thing?
Well, you know, intrinsically, there's nothing wrong with government at any level that defends fundamental rights in a proper way and is limited by constitutional government. You could do that at a federal level, at a state level, or even at a world level, but that isn't where they're headed. There is a conspiracy for world government, I can assure people. I've got the evidence to back that up, and there is a major movement to project that. And frankly, they're making progress, but, you know, we are winning right now the information war in good portion because of your work, Alex. I mean, over 35% of Americans doubt whether the president of the United States is eligible to run for office. 30-some%.
But we know he's not. I mean, forget the exactly.
Over half don't believe the government, story on 9/11. And yet, so the establishment's very, very worried about where we're going. Now, that's why I believe, Alex, that they're going to pull a war on us to bring people into line, to make people forget about their doubts. War someday is going to be the big stick that's going to knock people over the head and bring them into line.
I agree with you, but I want to get a final comment from Michael, but finishing up on that topic, there's no doubt he gave up his citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen and took the name Barry Sitaro. And now Wayne Madsen, you were on with him or right after him last week, Wayne Madsen got the other school certificate with another name. I mean, this guy's got, you know, more names than a South American drug lord. I mean, he's bottom line. Who is Barack Obama from your research?
Well, Barack Obama, in my opinion, was someone who was born and raised in a leftist environment. And at some point he got brought into the New World Order. And I think it was through a CIA offer when he was at Occidental College, and then he went on. Columbia was a ruse. I think he was working undercover for the CIA and occasionally attending from there on. But at some point, you know, you take a leftist, and he still acted the part of a leftist, but he's been bought and sold. And the proof of that, of course, when they make him wealthy. I mean, how does a fourth-rate attorney, who, by the way, lost his license in 2008, gave up his license because to avoid charges that he had lied on his bar association application. I mean, this guy's a fraud from the very beginning, but the real sign is when they make him wealthy, you know that a fourth-rate lawyer working for community services isn't going to make enough to buy a $9 million property in Hawaii or a $1.5 million house in Chicago. This guy's been co-opted, and I think he's a controlled entity.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Anything else, Michael, in Texas?
Oh, yeah. My son is 10 years old now. I was woken up because I saw him damaged by these MMR vaccines. And he's autistic. I mean, he's a wonderful little guy, but I have the same feelings you have, Alex. You look at your children every day and you just say, what if, what if? But the question I would have, and I'll hang up if you can comment on it, is how do we get through to people that appear to be waking up? In other words, people in America are very superficial. They don't dig in, and there's a lot of truth mixed with error. Let's say Glenn Beck, for example, talks about the Constitution. Right there, people who believe in the Constitution automatically think, well, see, I'll side with him because he talks about the Constitution. How do we get through to people and show them that there's really no difference between who's behind the scenes in the Democratic and Republican
Party. Stay there. Let's get Joel Skousen's take.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Well, Joel Skousen is our guest, worldaffairsbrief.com, and valuable information. Go there and subscribe to it. And I tell you, I really do agree with his analysis and his breakdown on so many subjects, especially on the Glenn Beck thing, the way Glenn Beck is so erratic. And is always changing his views, but I do see him drifting towards more and more truth. I want to answer that caller's question about how do you reach out to people to know the difference between a Sarah Palin kind of Republicanoid awakening, just like Keith Olbermann was exposing tyranny when Bush was in, but as soon as Obama's in, he's now supporting it. How do we stop this two-party tag teaming? But first, going into a break, you said you think Limbaugh and Hannity, that they're actually dark side. Give us your view on that.
Well, the way that I make that decision, I look at how they handle the conspiracy issue. It's one thing to doubt conspiracy. I mean, we don't know, none of us know everything that's going on behind the scenes to the dark side of government. So there's a big black hole of information because the government is keeping it secret. So it's one thing to say, I really have doubts about this and this, and I have doubts about that.
But that's not what Hannity and O'Reilly or Limbaugh do now. Now, Limbaugh used to, before he made his first big $3 million contract in his radio career, he used to be pro-conspiracy, he used to talk about it openly. He made that contract, and the next day, he wasn't just saying, you know, I'm not sure about conspiracy anymore. You could tell he hated it, and he was going to denigrate and excoriate any person who brought that subject up, and he proceeded to do so. The same thing happens with Hannity and O'Reilly. Yeah, they've got that constant smirk on their face that, to me, is an indication that there's not a legitimate sincerity. But that smirk really turns to total disgust, total denigration when they start to talk to anybody who's got conspiracy. And they're not satisfied to merely say, hey, you brought up some good points. They won't even let them finish a sentence. And that means that they bought into the concept, which I believe is part of the media conspiracy, that we must denigrate this issue of conspiracy so that no one dares bring that up.
So that none dare call a conspiracy, so that once the global system emerges, after they've built it, you know, just like a giant ship built in a hangar, it opens up and out slides the ship into the harbor. They've now launched the world government. They're now in the BBC, Times of London, AP, Time Magazine, saying world government's the answer to all your problems. And it's exactly what Cleon Skousen said 50 years ago. It's what you said 30 years ago. It's what I said 15 years ago. It's what Ron Paul said 30 years ago. It's a private global banking cartel through fractional reserve banking dominating the globe. And we said the carbon tax was a fraud to fund the world government. They now admit it's to fund the world government. So what are Limbaugh and Hannity going to do whenever Hannity has Dick Morris on? And Dick Morris says they were conspiracy theories about the one world currency and the new world order and the plan to destroy America. But now they're not. And Hannity, in that video clip, looked completely freaked out. And every time he has guests on now, they're now agreeing with us. Beck is talking about world government and things, at least partially. So it looks like a catch-22. If the establishment continues to just brazenly deny all this after it's out in the open, it's going to completely politically discredit them. So I think they're putting their toe in the water with Glenn Beck. And I think with somebody who's real, like Andrew Napolitano, from my research,
he is.
They're starting to put their whole foot in. And it's almost like they're starting to hedge their bets, thinking they may lose. Go ahead.
Well, as I say, I think they have the war card they're going to play in order. So they may give a little bit on the conspiracy, admit a little bit, but they will never go all the way and admit that this is really real and really a threat. I'll tell you why conspiracy is so important for the media to denigrate. This is going to be the primal issue that they're going to use to institute wholesale roundup of dissidents someday. When this war occurs, when there's a preemptive nuclear strike on America by Russia and China, our leaders are going to come out of their bunkers. And believe me, they built brand new, very, very deep underground bunkers in the Washington, D.C. area. So if they hit the Greenbrier, they hit other places, they still have their bunkers. But they'll come out of their bunkers, which are not being built for a terrorist attack, and say, the Russians deceived us. We didn't realize this was going to happen. We're innocent. Just like 9/11, we were ignorant. Don't fire us. We're the only ones capable of running this new government. But they will convince America, in the panic of having major destruction in this country, that they must give rebuilding power to a militarized world government. And when that war is prosecuted, all with the patriotism and knee-jerk reaction, getting behind government, just like in World War II, even though our own government was instigated starting a lot of this, they're going to have to deal with dissidents. They're going to have to deal with the Joel Skouses and the Alex Joneses who say our government knew in advance this was a conspiracy to bring war upon us, to force us into a new world order. And they will say, mark my words, those people who believe that our government conspired to do this are traitors. They're being unfaithful to our troops. They're not supporting our troops. We need to lock them up. And so the issue of conspiracy must always be made an evil in this society to justify locking people up.
But if it's a Muslim conspiracy, that can exist because they control those decoys. It's that government and big corporations can't stage events, and that's why they hate 9/11 truth so much in all its variants, because it introduces the idea that Gulf of Tonkin was staged, which is admitted, and Operation Ajax was staged. And once people start, you know, seeing things for what they really are and who stands to gain, that could potentially, if 9/11 truth became completely mainstream, take away this globalist nuclear sneak attack. And the reason I agree with you, Joel, studying the entire geopolitical constellation, is when you read the State Department memorandums, when you read the Pentagon training, when you read NLE 09, when I've talked to colonels and generals who are now retired and JAG officers here on the air, they on record, this is public, and they have video games, countless games out with this same script, the same plot, that America is going to be nuked by domestic terrorists working with the Russians or Chinese. So they'll nuke us, blame it on the Russians or let the Russians do it, and then blame it on Joel Skousen, I mean, or Alex Jones. And in these video games, they torture the patriots. It's wonderful. It's so much fun. But to make a long story short, they are getting the military ready for the United States to be devastated and for I-4, NATO, UN troops to occupy us. And you see Henry Kissinger and others saying, all we need is the right major crisis and the people of the United States will accept the New World Order. They will accept United Nations troops on the streets of America. And so because I realize they need a bold, devastating stroke to really re-engineer the United States into the ultimate army and to roll out their secret weapons and take over the planet with the Anglo-American establishment duking it out with the Chinese and Russians, that is exactly the type of thing they will do, is nuke major cities and use it to totally take over. And absolutely, that's when they're going to send teams to arrest tens of thousands of Americans who they know are patriots. And that's when we're going to have to defend ourselves if it comes to that.
Well, and unfortunately, they're not going to allow people to prepare for that. That's why I have not believed that there'll ever be any domestic terrorism using nuclear weapons. In fact, there's a lot of disinformation about loose nukes going around. In fact, the suitcase nukes are the most guarded, prized possessions, the jewels of weaponry within the Soviet Union, the continuing Soviets, and the United States government. They have not been let loose. That was simply an excuse to be able to allow the government to romp around and, you know, and foment the terrorist threat image. But if they were to allow a loose nuke to go off, a small one, for example, what would the American people want to do? They'd want to prepare against nuclear radiation. And our government does not want people prepared for this. They want us held hostage to this great preemptive nuclear strike that they're planning on unleashing upon us, so that there's a maximum panic. That's why when I may have explained in the last show, you know, when I was hired by architectural firm, high security firm, to design nuclear prefab fallout shelters for Pakistan, the government in Pakistan nixed it. They said, we do not want anybody marketing private fallout shelters in Pakistan. The same policy as the U.S. government. We do not want anybody prepared for nuclear war. Why? Because they know it's coming. They're preparing. You know, why not the American people?
Well, we know that there were cases in the 60s, 70s, and 80s where the establishment wanted to have a nuclear war, and they talked about how they could get even greater control over society. I mean, that's the only way they're really going to end our free society and really try to get our guns, is by a catastrophic psychological wound so that we will accept this new tyranny. And Joel, do you believe that 9/11 was a beta test for a massive controlled nuclear strike?
Well, I don't think it was a beta test. I think it was a prelude to preparing the nation for, or to see how much they could be manipulated with a terror strike. I mean, if they could pull off 9/11 and get and subvert all of the truth that came out about government involvement and explosives involved in the world, if they could subvert that, they knew that they could pull off a major preemptive nuclear strike and subvert the information that I have and put out on my website on how they have been covering for the Russians, how they have been continuing to allow Russia to build up and transfer technology to Russia and China, knowing that they're going to someday attack. I mean, they have to be able to cover up this information. They did it in World War II. They built up Hitler's forces and Krupp and Tyson and any other German military firms.
Yeah, that's the M.O.
And they successfully covered that up. So they're practicing, shall we say, on how good can we cover things up? How can we Could we use the controlled media to do that? And they've got a real problem with the Internet, with the alternative media. We're getting stronger. We're getting a lot more adherence.
Haven't you written a paper, in fact, I remember reading it years ago, about safe places in the United States?
That's right. In fact, I have a new third edition coming out in a couple of months of what is called Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places.
Where do you think the safest place in North America is? I mean, I know being in Central Texas, we're a major target of nukes, but if the globalists are launching the attack, will they want to destroy our own military, or will it just be the major cities to reduce population?
No, they'll actually go after the military almost exclusively.
Yes.
That's why I predict there's only about 15 major cities that will be destroyed. They don't want to destroy all the population. They want to harness that abject panic in favor of the New World Order and rebuilding and going after this and prosecuting this patriotic war afterwards. And so,
so they want to kill the old military, bring in the foreign troops, hype up the new conscripts to go under UN globalist control. So obviously you're saying Fort Hood's a prime target for the globalist controlled strike.
Yeah, it certainly is. Every major military base is going to be a target, as well as many of the underground bases that they know about. And there's going to be some devastation, but people can survive it. It's very, very survivable. The Russians intend to survive this and continue to work. And so people ought not to believe the propaganda about absolute. I mean, there's going to be a tremendous devastation, if nothing else, from the EMP strike.
When do you believe the globalists are going to pull the strings on their Chinese and Russian minions? Well, I mean, as you said, they don't control them. They've built them up.
Right.
I mean, when do you see this conflict being planned?
I say that my best prediction is that it's only a 50% chance by the midway in this decade, 2015, about a 90% chance by the end of this decade. I frankly think it's going to take longer to pull off just because of the Russian, or China especially, isn't ready yet. They've still
so 2020, it. You see NORAD standing down and hundreds of nukes raining down on the military.
I see that there's a 90% probability in that time frame that that's when that strike is going to come. So we do have time to prepare. It isn't a panic situation, but people, you know, yes, we fight for liberty. We've got to realize that we've got to be prepared for a takedown. In other words, it isn't enough to just go blindly optimistic.
Well, right, look at the globalists. Look at NAFTA and GATT. Look at the family. Everything they do is to destroy this Christian nation. That's their number one mission, and I tend to agree with you. I think they're going to blow the living daylights out of this country, and I mean, all the evidence shows they're building towards that.
You know, it's amazing, Alex, how many in my former career as a high-security architect, how many, when I was doing jobs in Colorado and the Denver and Aspen, Colorado area, how many times contractors say, oh, did you help design that bunker system for that house over there? He's ex-CIA and he's ex-FBI. And, you know, these people who've been deep into government in the dark side, they know this attack is coming. They're building bunker things in their retreat out in Colorado and other ski resorts in Utah and things. And contractors know about it, but the American people don't.
Yeah, I mean, people keep saying the New World Order will never win, they'll never get our guns. Oh, yeah? Once they blast the military bases and the infrastructure into dust, and you'll be begging for food when the UN troops roll in. And
you know, let me just point out, Alex, here, I'm not really on board that I really think they're going to bring in UN troops. I think it's counterproductive to their whipping up knee-jerk enthusiasm to get us into the New World Order. I think we'd have outright rebellion if they tried to occupy it. First of all, I think they're going to have enough private military contractor thugs to be able to do whatever people control they need.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but reading the Army documents, I'm sure you've seen these, but if you want them, I'll send them to you. They are training to bring in UN troops. Have you seen the deals they've signed to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops during terror attacks in the U.S.? I mean, they're openly at West Point teaching them that foreign troops are going to operate
right
here.
But we have to remember there's a difference between all the foreign troop training. A lot of that is to get information and military technology spread around to our future enemies and things. But I happen to know from my sources that the Russians do not intend to occupy here. The Chinese do not. They don't want to get tangled up with millions of civilians with weapons here on that. But I frankly don't think it's necessary to bring in foreign troops. In fact, it would be counterproductive to convincing Americans to go along with the benevolence of the New World Order if they saw the New World Order.
I agree they're converting. I mean, they have more troops in Afghanistan and Iraq that are mercenaries than they do regular military.
Right.
Joel, I agree with that. But I'm just saying, in all the training, I mean, it's public that they're saying they want to use NATO / UN to help us during emergencies. So they're
certain. You'll have to send me some of those because I'd like to analyze that just to see. Let's carry on that for a future discussion, Alex, when I've had a chance to see that. Can we do that?
Absolutely. Let's try to jam in a few final calls. This is really going quickly here. Let's talk to Paul in Ohio. You're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead. Hey, Paul, you're on the air, buddy. Yeah, he's gone. Christopher, California, quick question.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool. I'm excited to talk to Joel. I was glad to hear that he's going to be on the show. I have a quote here from Joel, and I also have a few questions for you. Joel, is it true that you said that I've been at a few of the Council for National Policy meetings, and they're dull, there's never anything sinister going on there, there's no influential government policy being made there, that they're rather dull, and that there's no conspiratorialativity, and that they're not secretive, even though they refuse to release any of their meetings?
All right, we got to go to break, but we'll come back. There's a left-wing CFR-funded conspiracy theory that says some group called the CMP runs everything. And it's a total diversion, but we'll talk about it on the other side.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
This is key, what just got brought up. And I'm glad it got brought up by the caller. We're almost out of time. I'm tempted to go into overdrive with Joel Skousen, but I don't know if he could stay with us. I get these emails the last few years, you know, You're part of the CMP. You're part of a secret right-wing group more powerful than the CFR. So I went and researched it and found the Hunt brothers were involved and stuff, and it looked like a right-wing attempt to get the government back from the globalist, and then it got taken over by the globalist. But then I noticed it was big foundation money and, like, Mother Jones and Rolling Stone were promoting it. And that's what the White House regulations are. Cass Sunstein says we've now got the London Independent admitting the government is infiltrating conspiracy culture and posing to then attack real people. You know, I hear Joel laughing during the break when I ask him about this, but here's Joel for 2 hours exposing the Republican takeover of the Patriot movement. And then a caller calls in and says, because I've heard it all, you know, will you tell me about the CMP, and then are you part of it? Joel, tell us about this.
Well, I was part of the original CMP starting. I was there as chairman of the Conservative National Committee. And so I have firsthand information about how it began there. I was working as executive editor of Conservative Digest under Richard Gregory, working with Howard Phillips of who's a real patriot, and frankly, we were making really headway in stopping the compromises the Reagan administration was involved in under the influence of Vice President George Bush. And so the CMP was started, in fact, just like to blunt our movement, just like the Tea Party movement is being blunted today. You had your big-name Republicans move in and start to, like Bob Dole and Newt Gingrich and others came in and tried to basically water down our movement, which was to have a no-compromise strategy in there. And so the CMP became, frankly, a kind of a mimic of what the left was doing. But they had no conspiratorial tendencies except, and that's why they kept these things secret, because they wanted some heavy hitters in there, and they charged a whale of money, $1,000 or $2,000 a year to be a member of the CMP. They did have some secrecy, but it wasn't anything that, you know, was conspiratorial in nature. Their basic movement was to co-opt our attempts to put some spine into the Republican Party and their resistance to the compromises of the Reagan
administration. Yeah, but Joel, then there's the spin that the CMP runs the whole world now.
We're sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please...
Joel, you still there? That was weird. Here, let's try to get Joel back on. I ought to have him on. It's a total distraction. It's like we have... other guests on who've talked about it, because it's interesting to see how they control the right wing and the left wing. But it's like saying the CFR runs everything when it really does have a lot of power and actually writes a lot of the laws. But they themselves are just errand boys that do it. You know, this interview has been really good with Joel Skousen. Maybe we should go into overdrive, guys. We haven't done that in a while. You guys want to go into overdrive? We ready to do that? Let's get Joel back on and see if he can go into overdrive. Joel, your phone got cut out there, or something disconnected you.
Yeah, something happened.
Hey, listen, will you do 20 more minutes with us so we can talk about a few other issues? Or if you're
sure.
Okay, listen, we're going to go into overdrive, listeners, and that means it'll be internet only. Well, that's actually not true, because the network sends out this fourth hour on satellite, because I do it occasionally live still. So if you're a station, you'll be able to continue to listen to us, actually. I forgot that when we do overdrive now, it's actually on the birds and on the radio stations. I quit doing 4 hours a day a few months ago just because I'm working on the TV show we're developing and everything else. It was just exhausting me. But occasionally I will do the fourth hour. We'll do part of it right now. Keep listening one place, Infowars.com with Joel Skousen. He'll be able to finish up about the CMP.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.